We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 2, Part 6, page 401 in Hebrew. You can send us your questions, kap.tv, selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Talmud Esra Sefirot, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 2, Part 6, page 401, the Ten Sefirot of Olam HaNikudim. We are in item 9, Inner Light. To the same extent.
Once again, we go back to Galgalta, Hab, Sag, Nekudot of Sag. There is the Chechut purification and their descent downwards. That fills the Nehi of Ak, and then they undergo Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, until the Parsa, and then all of this goes up to Rosh of Sag, and then Nikve Naim of Sag. And that's it. This is Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Pe of Rosh of Sag. Oi, oi, oi. And from Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag, we get the new Zivugim, the new couplings. Nikve Naim. Let's see what he's telling us about it on page 401, starting with the words, to the same extent.
To the same extent that the root, Malchut, of the Rosh,
of Sag,
ascended from the Pe to Nikve Enayim
of Rosh,
so were the ten Sefirot, the Siyum of the Partzuf Sag, divided.
Meaning below the general taboo.
It is so because the ending ten Sefirot of the Partzuf begin in Sag, from the place of Chazeh to Siyum Raglin. Chinot Keter and Chochma in it expand from the Chazeh to Tabur. And the three Sefirot, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut in it, expand from Tabur to Siyum Raglin. It turns out that now, as Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut the Rosh departed from the Bechinat Rosh and became Bechinat Guf,
the Rosh divided into Galta Venaim and Achab, that's how Rosh the Sag was divided.
So Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, the Sefirot of Siyum, completely departed from the Atzilut of the Partzuf. Thus, that ending Masach of the Partzuf, which stood at the Malchut of the ending ten Sefirot, which is the place of the toes of the Raglaim, now rose to Chochma of these ten Sefirot, being the place of Tabur. The three Sefirot, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, below Tabur, went completely outside the Partzuf, and Bechinat Atzilut of the Partzuf was completely cancelled in them. Now you can thoroughly understand that those nine Lower Sefirot de Sag that previously expanded from Tabur to Siyum Raglaim of the inner Ak rose to Bechinat Man, to the Teamim de Sag, and to Bechinat Nikve Enayim. They did not come back down afterwards to their first place, meaning to Siyum Raglaim the Ak, as the place of the point of Siyum of Partzuf Sag had already changed to the place of Tabur. A Masach that ends Sag was spread there, and they remained above Tabur and the Parsa. Only zone of Ak, Apnimi, of the inner Ak that was incorporated in them came down below Tabur. The matter of draws from above and gives below, and the breaching of the parsa by the O will be explained later.
What is it trying to say? Something very simple. It is saying like that. Nekudot of Sag came down below the Tabur, mixed with Nehi of Ak, gave the light of Chasadim to Nehi of Ak, and received from them Prinat Daled of Aviut, of coarseness. That caused them the restriction. Then all those Rishimo below the Tabu, all those Rishimo, they rise up to Rosh of Sag, and Rishimo is a deficiency. They ask for a filling, fulfillment. The fulfillment comes from the Zivug that takes place in Nikve Enayim, according to the Rishimo that are under the second restriction. And then from the Zivug in Nikve Enayim, from that coupling, there comes down light and expands from Tabur down to the new Siyum called Parsa. Just like in Rosh of Sag, the Zivug took place on Galgalta Ve'enayim of Rosh of Sag. Similarly, we have Galgalta Ve'enayim in the Guf. That's it. Katnut. Smallness. Small or small head, small body. That's what came to us from the Rishimo. Which Rishimo? Sag is Rishimo which? Gimel Bet. Tamim of Sag, Gimel Bet. Nekudot of Sag, sorry, not here. Tamim of Sag, Gimel Bet. Nekudot of Sag, Bet Bet. Yeah? When they come down here from Tabur, it's really Bina, Chasadim. And then they rise up and they have a Zivug, a Nikve Enayim. This is Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. The Zivug is done on that, in Nikve Enayim of Rosh of Sag. And we have Rishimo Dalet Gimel. And we're not even talking about that, we'll talk about it later, he says. That's okay, right? That's how the Pratsuf called Olam Nekudim comes out. Why Olam? Because other Pratsufim come out of it. We'll learn about it.
Adam, 10 the words of the Ari. Certainly, through the Histalkut or the departure of the light above the Tabur, it was sufficient for Olam Atzilut to be able to receive their awe. However, it was insufficient to give strength to Olam Briah, so that he too would be able to receive its awe. For that purpose, he added another Bechina, to place that Masach and Parsa there. It turns out that there are two things. The Tzimtzum, the restriction of the Or above, so that Atzilut might receive its Or. The reason that new Or emerged through its ascent is certainly that this Or came diminished. Thus, although it comes from Sag himself, they could receive it. The matter of the Parsa occurred so that Briah too would be able to receive his awe.
This here is giving us only an introduction about what we're going to learn about the Parsa, the qualities of the Parsa, the whole matter of Parsa, how it goes up, goes down, changes, how with its help, we can change the Partsufim from smallness to greatness. It's a powerful means for changes in the system. Again?
Again, item 10. Certainly, through his Talkut or above the departure of the light above the Tabur,
to Rosh of Sag,
it was sufficient for Olam Atzilut to be able to receive their awe.
What do you mean the world of Atzilut? We have here the place for the world of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. So, we have light for the world of Atzilut. The Zivug in Rosh of Sag, in Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag, expands downwards to the place of Atzilut, meaning from Tabo to the Parsa.
However, it was insufficient to give strength to Olam HaBria,
that is below the Parsa. When he says Bria, he means all of Bia, bar of the Madriga, outside of the Madriga.
So that it too would be able to receive its awe. For that purpose, he added another Bechina to place that Masach in Parsa there. It turns out that there are two things, the Tzimtzum, the restriction of the Or above, so that Atzilut might receive its Or, the reason that new Or emerged through its ascent is certainly that this Or came diminished. Thus, although it comes from Sag himself, they could receive it. The matter of the Parsa occurred so that Beria too would be able to receive his or his light.
10.
Item 10, inner light, the Tzimtzum, the restriction of the or above, so that Atzilut might receive, etc., a new or elicited. This refers to the or that emerged by the Zivug, by the coupling in Ikve Enaim, whose point has been explained above. Only Bechinat Atzilut was corrected through this or, meaning Bechinat Nikudim, through the Tabu, the Nikudim. And until there is the place of Atzilut, to be after this Olam. However, nothing of that or came to the place below Tabu, the Nikudim.
Questions?
Perhaps it's incorrect, but it's the first time that we see here that what happens below the Tabu is now detached above, meaning there's Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and the same things happen above in Ikve 9.
The Reshimo, the go up, invite the Zivug according to the Reshimo.
But usually it's enrooted from above downward, and here it's the other way around.
Yeah, look, the Reshimo always rise above and they determine the Zivug. It doesn't mean that it's not like raising man. We'll check it later.
Meaning the upper one wants to adapt himself to the deficiency of the low one. This is what's happening here?
It's always so. The Rosh, the previous Rosh, makes a Zivug on the Rishimo that demand of it to perform that Zivug. Galgalta was purified, the Rishimo went up to Rosh of Galgalta. She's making of itself Ab. Ab was purified, the Rishimo went up to the Rosh of Ab. It made of itself Sag. Now the Rishimo went up, the Rishimo from below the Tabu went up to Rosh of Sag. Rosh the Sag performs this service for them, makes the Zivug in Nikve Enaim, and expands exactly to the place determined by the Rishimo, from the general Tabu to the Parsa.
How come the system knows to perform the Zivug specifically in Nikve Enaim?
According to the Rishimo.
Which Rishimot? I don't understand. How come there isn't a parsa below the Tabu and they already know above?
There is a parsa below Tabu.
After the Zivug, before the Zivug?
No, before, in the second restriction.
So how the second the restriction is determined? According to what?
When Dalet, that exists here below, influenced the bet that exists here and restricted this entire area to a part in which it's allowed for the light to be and a part in which it's forbidden for the light to be. Because Dalet of Aviyut joined this place. Meaning, Sag is now incorporated of Dalet of Aviyut, of coarseness. Therefore, it cannot bestow in its entire degree, but only in a part of it. And that's why it's restricted. And the Rishimot that rise, they say the following. You can make a zivug only on Galgalta Venaim, Keter Chochma, Chetzi, Bina, half of Bina. The lower half of Bina, Zeran Pinel Malchut, you cannot perform a zivug there because those are vessels of reception. We have no strength to use them. The vessels of bestowal, in order to bestow, it's allowed to use. That's why there's a zivug in Rosh Hafsag and Nikve Enayim. Everyone look at the drawing. And from there, the light expanded and filled this place from Tabu to Parsa.
So the question is, why to start with also what from Tabu down to the Parsa was restricted as well?
This is called second restriction. This is what happened when Dalet got mixed with Bet. So Bet was restricted.
But you said that everything from Tabu down to Parsa was also restricted.
No, I said from Tabu. From Parsa down to Siyum, that place. It's forbidden for the light to appear in this place.
No problem with that part. The question is, if from Tabu down to the Parsa, it does not restrict, so
no.
Why does it need another zivug in order for it to be filled again?
Because it's empty.
Why is it empty?
Why the Partsuf of Galgalta was emptied? Why was Partsuf Ab emptied? Tamim of Sag. Because each time the surrounding light is working and obligating them to receive more, and they cannot, and then they are purified.
So this whole part from Tabu down to Parsa was emptied after Tzimtzum Bet or along with Tzimtzum Bet?
After second restriction.
So after Tzimtzum Bet there was another bitush on the Parsa, and this is why it was emptied?
I'm afraid to explain it, but let's say that whatever is happening, first, second restriction, then Bitush Pnimo Makif, and then the purification of the Partsuf. First, you have the action inside the Partsufim, and then the Bitush, the striking of the inner and surrounding light. Because the action is incomplete yet. Only after the second restriction, then the Rishimo rise upwards. And that's why those Rishimo, when they go up with the Rishimo of Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. Otherwise, they would have gone up from the Partsuf itself. Simply, Nekudot went down, and what's next? Specifically because they mixed and were restricted and all those things. There were many actions that we learn about here. As a result of that, there's a pressure from the inner light and surrounding light, and then purification, losing the strength. I don't want to get into it because if we ever learn Mati Velomati, that section, it'll become clearer. Because in Sag, it's a problem with the purification of Sag. There's nothing there to get purified because it's all bestowal. But there's Dalet that's involved on the one hand, and Gimel that's involved inside the Sag. Gimel from Ab, of Sag. Dalet from Galgalta to Sag. We'll learn about it. For now, schematically, it's enough. Same people. No,
is there a difference between Tzimtzum, the restriction between Tabu to Siyum in Galgalta and Enayim to the Parsa and the Siyum?
I don't understand the question. From this Tabu to the Parsa?
No, no. If you look at Patsuf Gargalta, from Tabu to the Siyum, this part is restricted.
Here, nothing is restricted in Gargalta.
But it doesn't receive there.
Okay.
And then in Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, there is also a restriction. Is there a difference between these two parts in terms of how they work with the restriction?
There's a great difference, because here the restriction in Nehiyovak is not exactly a restriction. Rather, he's standing with his screen, with his own force, and he doesn't want to receive. I mean, there's adhesion here. There's light of adhesion here. Whereas here, it's restriction. It's a foreign force that obligates the Partsuf to restrict itself. And later, when it will want to receive in this place, in order to bestow, and even to receive in order to bestow, it will become the place of the klipot. There's a great difference here.
So it remains completely empty from light there?
It's a simple difference. I'm allowed to enter somewhere because I can be there. Although I'm not going to receive anything, but I'm choosing it. I choose it. I don't want to receive because of my adhesion with the Creator. Whereas the other place, I'm not even going to be allowed in because I won't be able to withstand it. It's like us with respect to spirituality. When we give up reception and we want to be When we give up reception and want to be there and only to bestow, let us in. So why would I go in if I can't receive anything? Okay.
So who is the one restricting? Is it Sag or Malchut?
Second restriction?
Yeah.
Dalet, Malchut influences the Sag and restricts it. Nekudot of Sag is the difference.
There are two types of actions in the system, the concatenation of the Patsufim, and then all of a sudden there are restrictions and shatterings. Can you explain what is the essential difference in these actions? Are they different, or is it a natural development of the system?
We'll understand that gradually if you allow me to move on. Okay.
Item 10, Inner Light. New Or emerged through its ascent is certainly that this Or came diminished. Thus, although it comes from Sag, Sag diminished from Kumat Bina to Kumat Zer Anpin by the ascent up to the place of the Nikve Enayim, which is Chokhmah and Bechina Aleph. Hence, the Kelim can receive it as Bechinat Atzilut. Know that this new Or is the Or, the Kelim, the Panim, the Gar. It is the Atzmut, the essence of the Or, the Gar, the Nikudim. However, that new Or that was later emanated by Zivug Absag, which descended, breached the Parsa, and illuminated for Nikudim, is not Bechinat Atzmut, essence, or of Nikudim. Rather, it is considered an addition of Or and Bechinat Gadlut. It is written, new Or emerged through its ascent, is certainly that this Or came diminished. Thus, although it comes from Sag himself, they could receive it. This refers to the Kelim, the Gar, the Nikudim, and he calls them Olam HaAtzilut, because they are the Shorashim, the roots to Olam HaAtzilut.
Okay, we'll learn all of it. The world of Atzilut is still ahead of us. Let's continue.
Item 11, the words of the Ari. We should provide the reason why these two things were needed. First, the Tzimtzum, restriction. Second, the laying down of the Parsa. The thing is that for the Tachtonim, the lower ones, to be able to receive the Or, it must be diminished and come through Masachim. In Olam HaNikudim, there was the main outset of the uncovering of the Kelim. For that purpose, the aforementioned Tzimtzum, restriction, had to diminish the awe so that the Kelim of Nikudim could tolerate it. Also, since they are restricted there, they are squeezed tightly, and thus come out intensely through the Enaim and expand below. Again, item 11. We should provide the reason why these two things were needed. First, the Tzimtzum, the restriction. Second, the laying down of the Parsa. The thing is that for the Tachtonim, the lower ones, to be able to receive the O, it must be diminished and come through Masachim. In Olam HaNikudim, there was the main outset of the uncovering of the Kelim. For that purpose, the aforementioned Tzimtzum had to diminish the awe so that the Kelim of Nikudim could tolerate it. Also, since they are restricted there, they are squeezed tightly, and thus come out intensely through the Enaim and expand below. Item 12. It was also necessary to place the parsa and diminish the orot that come out through the parsa. The reason for the additional diminution through the parsa is not for Olam HaNikudim itself, which is Olam Atzilut, but for the purpose of Olam Briah below it, so it would be able to receive the or elicited for it. Now you can understand how there is Masach and Parsa between Bria and Atzilut. However, from Atzilut to what is above it, there is no need for an actual Masach. Only remoteness of location, which is the above Tzimtzum, restriction. This is because the O rose above the Tabur and drew far from the point opposite the Tabur and down from without. Again, item 12. It was also necessary to place the parsa and diminish the orot that come out through the parsa. The reason for the additional diminution through the parsa is not for Olam HaNikudim itself, which is Olam HaAtzilut, but for the purpose of Olam Briah below it, so it would be able to receive the or elicited for it. Now you can understand how there is Masach and Parsa between Briah and Atzilut. However, from Atzilut to what is above it, there is no need for an actual Masach, only remoteness of location, which is the above Tzimtzum. This is because the or rose above the Tabur and drew far from the point, opposite the Tabur and down from without. Item 12, inner light. Parsa is not for Olam HaNikudim itself, which is Olam Atzilut, but for the purpose of Olam Briah below it. It has already been explained above that the matter of the Parsa is the Masach that ends Partsuf Sag, like the toes of the Raglaim, legs, before. However, there is a big correction in it, which the Zohar calls draws from above and gives below.
Meaning he returns back up and he draws back down.
This is because it is considered a double masach made of two bechinot, bechina bet and bechina dalet together. Hence, when Briah should receive the or from Atzilut, there is the matter of the fissuring of the parsa in it. This fissuring, bekiah, means annulment of the gvul, border of the siyum in it, and the itpashtut, expansion of orot desag below the parsa. Though it is only a temporary annulment, which is afterwards blocked once more. Thus, it is like an opening that closes and opens. It depends on the descent of Bechina Dale de Parsa from within Bechina Bet de Parsa. When the two Bechinot are tightly connected to each other,
Bina and Malchut,
the Parsa is closed like the Masach that stands at the Etzbaot, toes, raglaim, legs, where there is no Hitpashtut, expansion of the Parzuf, past its Etzbaot, raglaim. When Bechina Dalet leaves the Parsa and comes down to the place of the Etzbaot, raglaim of the Parzuf, as was before, the force of the siyum of the parsa is then revoked. This is called the fissuring of the parsa. Then the orot pass from there down to Olam HaBriah. And this is what the Zohar means by the words draws from above and gives below. And it will be explained on next.
Meaning there's a very special job for the parsa that works like a in this way that takes shimot and deficiencies above and passes down lights. There's a great role here in the work between Bet and Dalet, Bet from Sag and Dalet from Mak, the combination of Bina and Malchut, that Bina is the qualities of the Creator to bestow, and Malchut is the quality of the created being to receive. And those two qualities, when they mix, they begin to influence one another mutually, the Creator and the creature, and the creature and the Creator, in such a way that specifically from the combination between them, and they both went together, as it's written, they will reach the purpose of creation, for the creature to receive the form of the Creator. Next.
Masach and Parsa between Briah and Atzilut. By the force of the Parsa that's been corrected here under Parzuf Sag, the Ak, the Gvul, the border of Olam HaNikudim, was set on its Bechinat Tabur. It is on this Tabur, the Nikudim, that Parsa was made between Atzilut and Briah. And this inference helps understand the parsa between Atzilut and Briah, for they are one issue. Atzilut, what is above it does not need an actual masach, only remoteness of location.
Diminution of the light, just a little bit. And it can bestow to the place of Atzilut.
It means that Siyum Raglaim of Sag on the Parsa is because of the ascent of the Orot below Tabur to Man Tunik Ve'enayim. Hence, the Achap of the Rosh came out of the Rosh, and Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, the 10 Sefirot of the Siyum, went outside the Guf of Atzilut. Therefore, it seems that Parsa comes to correct the emanation of the Orot of Nikudim, because they emanate from the Orot of the Enaim. That is the reason he says that it is not true that the matter of the Siyum itself, the Parzuf Sag on the Parsa, came along with attribute of Atzilut in Nikve Enaim. However, this is still not considered Masach and Parsa, but only remoteness of location. It is so because before that, the Siyum of Parzuf Sag was even with the Raglaim of Akapnimi. Now, however, owing to the Zivug that rose in the Or Enaim, the Siyum of the Parzuf ascended to the place of Tabo, and this new Gvul, border, is referred to as merely remoteness of location. The Parsa, however, is a different matter which is added to the remoteness from Tabo up for the purpose of Briah, because there is a special tikkun, a special correction in the parsa, because of which Orot Atzilut pass into Briah.
Meaning, under the parsa, the lower ones can exist, and above the parsa, they can raise their man and receive the force through the parsa from above down, and in this way to grow stronger and rise again from below up through the Parsa, meaning the Parsa It's not siyum, ending. It's not a screen. It's not a barrier that exists. Rather, it's a, you can go through it in certain conditions, go above it, descend below it. In this way, to begin to correct the vessels, because the correction of the vessels is when the vessels of reception that belong to Malchut were mixed with vessels of bestowal that belong to Bina. And Bet and Dalet are here, either they go up or go down, and that's how it works. In a way that they can mutually bestow to the correction of the vessels. As usual, you don't understand. The reward for sitting here is in your hands.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
אם קמת לשאול מה טעם בחיים את האמת למצוא איך אנחנו כחולמים והלב שלך נמצא לקצה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו מוות תגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו מוות תגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך אם העולם שלך נמצא בשקיעה ורוח על פניך מלטפת מגיעה אבל הראש שלך בעולם אחר רוצה יותר גבוה, רוצה להתחבר רוצה יותר גבוה, רוצה להתחבר סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו למד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו למד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך עולה, עולה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך